with Jack, and you know, he's a guy that we definitely have to watch out there. He's, you know, he's one of the best players in the league right now, and he's a guy that we definitely have to be aware of. And you know, other than that, we just have to, you know, play a solid game and you know, stick with it till the end.
What have you liked about your line and the way that you've played other top stars recently?
Yeah, we've played solid, you know, in all ends of the ice. You know, we have a comfortability with each other. We know where each other's going to be. It takes away a lot of the guesswork. We know our options. We know where to be for each other. And, you know, we just got to, you know, keep that again tonight.
A lot of those yellow jerseys out there turning to blue. What does that mean for this club?
You know, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, first and foremost that they're, you know, getting healthy. You know, they're looking great out there. And, you know, it's great to see them all in full contact jerseys, other than Lau's. But you know, Lau's made some pretty nifty plays today. So you know, hopefully he's not too far along. But you know, it's good to see those jerseys, you know, turning into contact jerseys.
What does it do for your game to have Blake back?
You know, it's just consistency. You know, I know what he's going to do. You know, you know, there's no guesswork for me. I never know. I'm never thinking of, you know, where might he be. It's always, I know where he's going to be. And, you know, obviously he's got a skill set that, you know, matches mine. Yeah. You know, we know where each other's going to be. We know what options we have for each other. And, you know, obviously he's an unbelievable player. So, you know, that's just icing on the cake.
Does it take some of the pressure off shoulders and just carrying the load, so to speak, on that line, whether it be defensively or...
You know, you always take pride in that. You always want to be the guy that's you know, moving the line along. But you know, when you're playing with two guys like Casey and Wheels, you know, it makes it easy. It makes it easy just because you know where they're going to be. You know your options. You know, and if you get stuck in a tough spot, you know your options, and you know you can keep some plays alive. And you know, they're fun guys to play with, and you know, the two guys that I love to play with most on this team. And you know, they're a fun duo to get to work along with.
Has anything about Blake's game or maybe even your game changed in the time you spent apart, evolved at all?
You know, I think we're both guys that work on our game on a day-to-day basis. You know, whether it's morning skate or practice, you know, we're guys that, you know, think about the game and talk about the game a lot. And, you know, when it comes to practice, you know, we try to get better every day. And, you know, that's the reason why he's such a good leader, is because he does work on his game every day. He tries to, you know, hone his craft, you know, even though it's, you know, he's pretty good at his craft. You know, but that's, you know, that's what leaders do. They keep on working on their game. They keep on, you know, trying to better themselves. And, you know, it's, you know, we're both, you know, individually trying to get better for ourselves, but also, you know, for the team. You know, if we get better, you know, it makes the team better.